you know, this is one of those things where, though, as parents, I often get questions. People come to my blog, they go to askthemoneycoach.com, and they'll ask me questions. Oh, should I, you know, I'm paying my kids student loans and I'm in debt, or I haven't saved for retirement, and you know, I'm, or I'm really want to send my kids to private school. And I just share my own story. I say, you know, that's a very individual decision. And I, and, you know, as parents, you know, you sacrifice for your kids. And so we all want the best, you know, just like my mother sacrificed so much for us, et cetera. But really, I do tell parents, by and large, you know what, we're spending all this money, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 or more per year for, my kids were 5 and 3 at the time. They were literally in kindergarten and preschool. And, you know, and of course you want the head start and all of that. But you know what, that money could be put aside to knock out the debt, to have a better quality of life, to show your kids the right way to manage your finances. That money can be put towards, you know, college education funds, and so forth. And so that's literally, you know, that's what we've opted to do.
Well, let me get this phone call in, and after this lady asks her question, I'm going to need some tough love advice from you, some suggestions as to how people can get out of debt.
Okay.
Michelle, you're calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling. What's your question?
My question is, I want to know, you mentioned in this time, this economic time, it's very tough to negotiate with credit card, and I'm running across that of a very large balance with a very large bank, and they just are not willing to negotiate. So I'm at the point now where it's being taken to court. Is it too late for me to approach them, and can you suggest any strategies to use to approach them at this point? I don't want it to become, I don't want to take it to court. I would like to try and do something before that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can offer you a couple strategies. One is that you might get a third party involved, a reliable, trustworthy, reputable nonprofit agency that might act in on your behalf. I'm thinking of some credit counseling firms that might be willing to, you know, intervene, and they literally negotiate kind of up front for you, and what they'll try to do essentially is get those interest rates knocked down, et cetera. They won't decrease the actual balance that you owe, but they will get those rates knocked down for you. When you say that it's about to go to court, I don't know if you mean you've already had a judgment or been sued, or you know, how far along in that process you are, if a debt collector has been involved. Sometimes when credit card companies turn over an account that's been charged off to a collection agency, then they're like, hands off, we don't want to do anything, you know, you have to deal with this third party now. So that does make it tougher.
Okay.
If you have to go to court, though, my best advice to you is definitely show up. You know, I've written about this a lot, that people who are failing to just come before a judge and to present themselves, you are automatically slapped with a judgment against you. And that's, I mean, you pretty much get the worst possible outcome when you don't show up. So it won't hurt to try to go back to them again to talk to if there's a lawyer involved or some other third-party collection agent. But there are also some other things that people should know that they can ask for, and I always encourage people to negotiate for more than just, oh, can I have a payment plan? You can ask for late fees to be waived. You can ask for over-the-limit charges to be reduced or eliminated. You can ask for your interest rates, of course, to be cut. You can ask for your payments to be put to different times, because a lot of folks have cash flow problems because all the bills come due, say, on the 5th of the month or whatever, and they might have just gotten a check. Well, you can ask your creditors to shift your payment date to the 15th or the 20th of the month. So those would be some things that I would start with.
Let me go back to the phones. Connie calling also from Silver Spring. Connie, what's your question? Thanks for calling. Connie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, okay, Connie. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. What's your question?
My question is this. I have a college student, and when she first went off to college, she really wasn't able to, you know, we saved some money, but we still had to get a loan. And I explained to my daughter that this is a major debt over my head. And now she's going back. She got some scholarship money, but she needs additional money, so we had to get another loan. And I explained to her that I'm not willing to take this debt on. And she's really a little upset with me because I'm explaining to her these are major debts over my head. So I've done all the things that your guest speaker was talking about, like change my payday, still help her out. But it's really difficult, and when you don't want to create the debt, you're creating the debt.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. She's going into second year of college or?
Sophomore year of college.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can give you some quick advice on this, because not only have I been in credit card debt, but I've had student loan debt as well. And I had $40,000 in student loan debt when I graduated from USC back in, I won't tell you the year.
Mm.
But let me just tell you this for all your listeners, Harold, and for just folks who are, you know, thinking about sending their kids or themselves to school. I always tell people, seek out 5 alternative sources of financing before you turn to the loan market for college education. The 5 alternatives are scholarships, grants, paid internships, work study, and then the family's own resources. All too often, people just say, oh, great, I got into the school of my dreams or wherever I wanted to go. Oh, now how am I going to pay for it? And they just go to loans immediately. Students today have to really be aggressive about that scholarship hunt. There's some great resources out there. Fastweb.com is one of them, FASTWEB.com is one of them, where you can look up scholarships and grants. There's billions and billions of dollars in unclaimed money every year because not enough people apply for certain scholarships and things of that nature.
Well, Lynette, I got to interrupt you. I got to take a break. We have to pay our bills here. I'll be back. We got a lot of phone calls. So